Hi there. The word for you today is, let God restore you. In Daniel 4, verse 36, King Nebuchadnezzar said, I lifted my eyes to heaven, and I was restored. When King Nebuchadnezzar repented, the Bible says, and I quote, understanding, reason, honor, and splendor returned, and he was restored. But when we have an image to maintain, sometimes we're reluctant to ask for help in case people think less of us. One author writes, and I quote, to fall is bad enough, but to fall and not cry out for help is worse. Some people are so full of pride and self-sufficiency that they think, well, if I can't get up by myself, I'm not going to let anybody else help me up. Stop being so proud. That's what caused you to fall in the first place. The Bible says in Daniel 4:37, those who walk in pride, God is able to put down. Pride is dangerous. It forces you to lie needlessly in a helpless state for days, or sometimes years. If you'd asked for help immediately, you could have gotten up and gone on with your life. Proverbs 14:12 says, there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is death. Have you ever tried to rescue an injured animal? It doesn't understand that your only desire is to help. It just knows it's in pain. As a result, it'll sometimes strike out at the person who least deserves it, the person trying to help them. This is especially true when you've been wounded by somebody close to you and didn't see it coming. You can hurt so much that you stop trusting anybody and everybody, including God. You stop praying and reading the Bible, you avoid those who want to help you, and you refuse to let anybody pray for you. The Bible says in Hebrews 3:15, do not harden your hearts. Today, acknowledge you've fallen, and let God lift you up and restore you.